bags are empty, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here waiting for you to show. I hate to wake you up to get you on, but the expansion came out just this morn. The Zeppelin's waiting, it's blowing its horn. Already I'm so happy I could cry. So groove me and come with me. Tell me that you'll quest with me. Hurry up because it's time to go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a Zeppelin. Won't ever go to Shad again. Oh babe, I can't wait to go. All the gear we got from Battlegrounds, the time we finally got Illidan down, I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. 'Cause Northrend is so big and new, there is so much that we can do. We'll never go back to Outland again. So group me and come with me. Tell me that you'll quest with me. Hurry up because it's time to go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a Zeppelin. Won't ever go to Shad again. Oh babe, I can't wait to go. Well, the time has come to leave Outland. Add me to your group and hold my hand. Open your eyes while we watch the loading screen. Dream about the days ahead. We'll get to 80 before we go to bed. And then we'll start Nax Ramas the next day. So group me and come with me. Tell me that you'll quest with me. Hurry up because it's time to go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a Zeppelin. Won't ever go to Shad again. Oh babe, I can't wait to go. Leaving on a Zeppelin. Leaving on a Zeppelin. Oh babe, I can't wait to go.
Outlandish.
Hello and welcome to episode 259 of Outlandish Podcast. I'm your host, Matt. With me, I'm my co-host, Justin.
Mrs. Blayling.
And nobody else. Jeremy wasn't feeling up to doing it tonight. He's like, I was up till like 5 or 6 yesterday.
Either work or family. He didn't mention, I'm guessing, work. Otherwise, we would have heard more about it.
Oh, he's been up since 8 yesterday. But then we tried to get John, and John was like, well, we're going to cross it tomorrow. And
oh, I didn't know that.
And he's like, but I could probably do it tonight. I was like, look, don't give me... I was like, don't give me... You could do it, and then like later on when time comes, you know, and he's like, "Heavens to Betsy, you guys don't have things that come up." And I was like, "I was like, no, we don't conveniently have things that come up the same day in which something you schedule stuff with us."
Look, John's a great guy. I don't even like, you know, it's just a character quirk of his.
Yeah.
He genuinely wants to do stuff. I think I'm pretty sure. Like he's into it, but and I've heard this from other people, but he's the kind of person like once he gets home and he's comfortable, it's like ah fuck it,
yeah,
you know, like he's a homemaker, homebody, I guess.
Sure,
you know, I'll give you that. He's got his girlfriend, so you know.
So, BlizzCon's just around the corner, Justin.
It is in November, right?
Right. Still? It's but it's like 2 weeks away or something. It's three weeks away.
So right at the beginning of November.
Yeah. So
I'll be off that day.
Do you think? You have to assume that like they're gonna talk all about like the new expansion for WoW.
Yes.
New expansion for StarCraft. Like it's just gonna be expansion. It's gonna be the expansion con, really.
Right.
Because every single property they have is gonna have like.
Right.
Well, wait. Did the StarCraft something. StarCraft two already come out? Right. Did the expansion already come out?
The first one. Yes.
Okay.
So usually BlizzCon ends up being either it's a major step forward in something that they're doing.
Right.
So, like, it's either an announcement of a new expansion, in the case for WoW, it has to be, right?
I mean, yeah.
And my personal belief that it will be out within 6 months. I'm just swinging for the fences. I really feel like they're trying to crank up the output of these things. But anyway. Yeah. And then StarCraft, I want to say that they've announced that the next expansion is Brood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting confused with... I'm getting confused with the X-Men aliens. It's the same fucking things, though, really.
The little alien guys?
Zerg.
Oh.
I want to say they've announced it, but they haven't, like, really shown anything off. So, in that case, they would probably have, like, launched or an announcement trailer or, like, a full trailer. And, like, we're announcing these new units and whatnot.
I just imagine a little Zergling. It's like them panning up, and it's Zergling just smoking a cigar, and he drops a helmet.
Hell, it's a bad time. Or it's just, because it's a Zerg,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hopefully, in that case. then you have Diablo, which they're actually about to release an expansion for that, I think, in the next six months or so.
Yeah.
So you have to imagine, but I don't know how much they've actually shown off or talked about that.
I know. I mean, I think they've hinted. They've
kind of mentioned some of the things that are coming.
Yeah, little stuff.
So it would be a coming out party for that game as well, and probably the ability to play both of these.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say which one of these will be playable.
If nothing else, I mean, if I've learned anything from going to BlizzCons about Blizzard is you can say they take a long time to make a game. Yes, they do, but they get that game into a buildable, playable state early on. And I could say that because we went to the 2008 BlizzCon and played goddamn Diablo 3, mm-hmm. and the game did not come out until May of 2012.
Yeah.
It
was a barbarian, right? Barbarian Witch Doctor, I think you could play?
I think so,
Or just barbarian.
And I think you could play Witch Doctor. The first one.
I can't remember like what they announced then.
And then the next one they announced the monk. So you could play the monk.
But there wasn't anything special in 2009, right? There wasn't
just the monk.
But I mean, like saying like there wasn't anything special at BlizzCon. Like they had already like talked about. I think
no 9 would have been when they announced Mist of Pandaria.
No,
remember we were in the audience for that.
Oh, wait, Mist of Pandaria just came out last year. I mean, surely.
Oh no, Cataclysm. Yeah, man, yeah, Cataclysm. Because I remember we were like we kind of had hints that that's what it was going to be, but we didn't know. And I remember watching the Deathwing.
The 2008 wasn't anything special
for WoW or just period.
Just period, right?
Well, you could play Diablo 3. I mean, it wasn't the announcement of Diablo 3, but it was the first big trailer.
They didn't have anything. They didn't have any announcement stuff, though. I mean, like, they didn't break it. It wasn't like, oh, man, I didn't see that coming.
I don't think so. No, StarCraft wasn't announced there. Wrath of Lich King was almost out, so it was like a big extravaganza of information on that. But, yeah, okay. I went to my dentist the other day, for those that remember. Way back, 6 months ago, this is the dentist that was like a heavy raider, and he said that. And it was funny too because you can tell he talks to a lot of people. He can't keep up with his conversation with everybody. So he was like, "Yeah, I used to be a heavy raider," and I was like, "Oh, used to be, huh? Last time you were hitting it pretty hard." And he was like, "Yeah, well, with the looking for raid, people like just kind of quit showing up. They just felt like even if it was a downgrade, they could just get the gear from looking for raid and feel like they were accomplishing something. And you could tell he was like pissed because he was like, and inevitably it was always the people that were like standing in the fire or not pulling their weight. So at that case, maybe it's a good thing for those guilds and they just kind of suck it up and go down to 10-man guilds with the good people that stick around that actually are playing to raid because they genuinely like the challenge.
I like to think of like there being like. a raid leader out there, like if like I would be a raid leader and you'd be telling me this story, and I would switch dentists just so I could try to pick this guy up to raid because we're losing members.
You're like, what class did you say he played? Oh, shaman. I mean, if you say he's a healer, I'm fucking calling him today. Healer, topped his bars. Okay, I'm gonna make an appointment. Who's
looks like, man, you're
the father or the son.
Your teeth look really clean right now. Yeah, well, I just had a dentist.
Actually, yeah. But I just wanted a second opinion.
Show you my helmet.
So what's your like appointments per day? How many do you get out there?
Did you
fast healer?
Yeah.
You're cranking them out. What's your success rate in the dentist office? It may reflect.
But yeah, so I mean, BlizzCon coming up, virtual ticket. I think they're going to do the same old, you can buy stuff from the BlizzCon booth there, you know, online.
Online. That's very interesting. I mean, they're heads and tails above any other convention at being like an online convention. It's really the model, which is weird. Like, it's impressive if you think about it, because like Blizzard puts this on. I mean, I'm sure they hire companies to help put this on, but it really just, you know, people like to bitch about the ticket going up, but like when you really stop and think about that, for example,
the production
versus
value.
Production value, really. Like the bands they get, the guests they get, everything that goes on, it's pretty impressive. They must put a lot of money into these things. But
it would be nice, though, if they announced beforehand, like special guests and all that stuff they were going to get. So you can,
I can
at
see
least
both ways.
Justify it.
Yeah, like if you don't like Ozzy Osbourne or whatever. You might have felt a little ripped off. But at the same time, I'll take that chance because, like, you're going to go anyway if you plan on going. And if it, like, happens to be somebody you love that you didn't expect, what a great feeling that is.
Yeah. I just
sacrifice
that,
a little bit
way
of the
pre-knowledge.
That way you
can be like, hey, honey, I'm going to have to pay $125 for Blizz content. She's like, what? And you're like, yeah, but it's got blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, yeah, just get two. You know, like.
Like Blizzard starts hiring, like, Justin Bieber. And
yeah.
Popular groups.
Oh, baby.
I don't know. That popular hot guy country music group that you're suddenly into is going to be there. I literally could not think of any of these groups, but
Lady,
I know those
Lady
exist.
Lady Antebellum?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, so, I mean, that's about the only thing I can think of worth talking about for a while. So.
Yeah, that. I mean, I shared my... I had a WoW story. I shared it.
I don't think
there was any other.
Yeah, because the last week was just like, Jeremy, so what are you doing? He was talking about playing, spoilers for you, so I don't know if you, but he talked about just playing GTA 4? No, wait, Saints Row 3.
Oh.
Saints Row 4?
He bought Saints
Row. Something. He's playing something.
The latest
Saints Row? I think Saints Row 3.
Okay, he's probably just around, yeah, just getting around to
so,
Saints Row the 3rd.
And he was talking about playing that in front of Seth. And, like, him running over people.
Awesome.
And
there's a lot of cursing in that game.
Yeah, and him having to
and
say.
And there are boobs sometimes.
And he was like, sure. Seth was cheering him on and, like, run over that guy. Like, and I was like, really?
He's going to let that kid play Carmageddon. And then and then we're going to get a call from his family. It's like, oh, Jeremy was right over. It was Seth.
And, like, he's like. Seth could drive for me while I'm at work or something like that, and get because apparently you get experience for driving around or something.
Yeah.
And he was talking about leveling it, like, and I was like, "Come on, man, really? Come on."
Yeah, no, I don't honestly think that would make Seth get into a car and run anybody over.
Right.
At least at the age that he would have to have a body size enough to accomplish such a thing, I think he would get it figured out by then. But I don't know. Saints Row the Third is a mature game.
Right.
That child is 4 years old.
Well, I made the joke. I was like, what? Isn't there like a dildo gun you can shoot around or something?
Yeah, well, there's a dildo. Just a floppy, like it replaces the bat or the nightclub. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you don't really need to be running around in that game with your kid there, I don't think.
Yeah, not so much.
But yeah, that's pretty much all Jeremy had to really talk about. It was just his adventures of playing Saints Row the Third in front
of
game. His 3-year-old kid.
I hope he keeps doing it. I'm interested to see the experiment. Lotus from Carmageddon when that game comes out.
Jeremy's all like, games don't ruin kids, all right? I'm going to prove it with my kid.
Well, the truth is, you know, if the kid comes out okay, he'll probably come out pretty awesome.
All right, so what do you got to talk about?
Man, I went to St. Louis last weekend.
Uh-huh.
That was a
fun. Did you do anything accomplishment-wise? You accomplish anything while you're
there? Nothing,
I mean,
no.
Well, I mean, you went there for a purpose, right? So, I mean, like, did you
Okay, so I went... My family is in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Like, all of my immediate family now. My sister moved up there, got married, had a kid. So the parents went up there because it's their only grandchild, of course.
Uh-huh. Because you're a son of a bitch. And all, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, don't you talk about my mom like that. So, you know, like, you know, visit the fam. I'm usually there on Halloween for a Halloween party. Got some friends there. But since I will not be there this year because I'm going to Iceland, I was like, oh, it's an opportunity to go to Oktoberfest, which my sister has said has been fun in the past. So I went, but then we found out that some friends were having a little get-together. We basically just end up scheduling Oktoberfest out of the whole thing. I don't know. I usually let my sister kind of plan and run things while I'm there, and it just ended up going away, which I was kind of okay with because I'm not much of a beer drinker. And B, I'm not much of a beer drinker. I mean, you know, like the German music's kind of goofy. But they had already mentioned that it gets quote unquote douchey.
Oh,
cause you get a lot of the college kids there. We were thinking about going on family day, but then I don't know, just kind of ended up blowing it off. St. Louis Cardinals are in the playoffs, as you may know, as they ever seem to be. But of course it kind of takes over the town, which is actually pretty cool. I mean, it's cool being in a town. I've probably spoke before about when I was there in 2011 and I was in town when they won the World Series in town, and I was downtown when it happened. So it was pretty fucking crazy, and it's just, you know, even if you don't give a shit about the team, it's just exciting because, you know, everybody's excited and everybody's got their Cardinals gear on and whatnot. So like Friday night, Friday when I got in, we went and ate and then just went home and watched the game, which went from 7:30 to 12:25. It was, I want to say 12 innings. That was kind of funny because, you know, the opposing team went up, two in the first inning, and then the Cardinals met them in the second inning at two, and then it just stayed tied until the end of the game. It was just a good baseball game all the way to the end. Saturday we went to the zoo, which I haven't been to the zoo since I was a child, so that was kind of interesting. And I don't know, I mean, I always had this impression that the zoo is kind of sad to me, just because I have
this, caged animals, man.
Yeah, I just have I have this weird superior human guilt, I mm-hmm. guess. Like, oh, let's just take these poor fucking animals out of their environment and just plop them down over here so we can stare at them in this horrible other environment. I mean, it's not like it's bad weather in St. Louis, but like the snow leopard is hanging out and he's sleeping under a rock, and I'm thinking, man, I bet he wishes he was in the cold. But that kind of clashes with my whole nihilistic viewpoint of whatever happens, happens, and it doesn't really matter, so who gives a shit? Why not bring the animals over here so we can stare at them and, for example, watch a gorilla chase a squirrel that had gotten to the gorilla pens, which was pretty exciting for everybody involved. It's funny how a crowd of people can basically turn to blood, because you really kind of want to see the gorilla catch that squirrel.
No.
Maybe some of the people didn't, but the rest of us did. I mean, like, my brother-in-law started talking about that animated GIF from a video where a raccoon had gotten into a chimpanzee cage.
Oh, man.
Now, it's not as... You get prepared for the horribleness when I say chimpanzee. But in this case, it's just a shot of the, like, really just kind of a chimpanzee. Look, he's looking like he's casually walking by the raccoon, but as he does, he just picks up by its tail and just slings, and the raccoon helicopters probably down and into like the concrete gully area, probably like 30 feet. And of course there's GIFs that shows the raccoon like helicoptering out into the sky and then into a series of other images as it goes into outer space. But that's beside the point.
Meow, 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 cat, or whatever, the
yeah,
rainbow cat.
I'm pretty sure it goes by the name cat.
Yeah.
So that was exciting, watching it chase a squirrel, and we were, like, it would run into a bush, and all the people were, like, like pointing, like, as if we're trying to, like, we really think the gorilla is going to take direction, he's going to look back over at us.
That's your uncle you're talking about.
But let's see, and it was always funny, too, because... You know, there's a lot of animals than what we saw in zoo books. or, you know, biology books growing up, a lot more animals. So
and my my zoo index card things that I would get, you know, like,
right.
Remember that, you know, you get those zoo exhibits or something. I don't remember what it was. It would be like a magazine you could get, and you get like these little index cards that go in there, and they'd, okay.
Sounds kind of like zoo books.
It was like a little.
But yeah. You're saying different from zoo books.
I guess maybe I'm talking about the zoo books.
It might be. They were kind of thin, but they were big because they had nice big pictures.
I guess so.
Before the internet, this is what we had. This is how we saw cool animals. went to the bird aviarium, I guess, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool because you like they don't separate the birds from you in there. They're just there, and like they're on trees and swooping down. And like my dad accidentally got too close to this one thing that was like, nah, nah, nah. He had to like, oh, sorry. And like you're like, so like, what is the scenario? Like, how are kids allowed in here? Because I definitely like peacocks, I think I've seen this at the Little Rock Zoo. Like, they'll just let peacocks wander around because fuck it, and the peacocks won't go anywhere, I guess. And I guess they're fast enough to outrun any precocious child. I saw one child like trying to sneak up on one, but the peacock, it was very in a very animal like way. It was just it was always aware of how far that kid was too, and would always just like walk faster or slower depending, which I'm probably very fun for the child, but. But yeah, walking through the bird area was kind of fun. But what I was saying about the animals and you know, the animals you know, and then the animals that actually exist, like you would see something, you'd be like, oh, the gazelles. And you'd walk up and you're like, no, these are, and then there's like lots of X's and L's in the name. And you're like, oh, okay. And there'd always be a little blurb like, where you could almost hear like passive aggressiveness in the writers, like, yes, while they look like gazelles, they are actually just of a close relative. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, if an animal had some kind of weird feature like that, that you wanted to know more about, for example, the huge ram's horns, which it wasn't a ram, it was a lynx or something from Mongolia. I wanted to, you know, like, I wonder how heavy those are. And then like the note was like, oh, the ram's horns are blah, 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 blah. And they actually have super strong muscles to hold that up. So that was pretty interesting. Got to see a bear. He was just wandering like in a circle, almost like is he okay? Because he would like, it was almost like a three-step turn, just over and over again, which was kind of cool because he's like moving and stuff. You know, inevitably you go to the zoo and there's always like, oh, the red panda exhibit. Oh, it's way up there, and I can see its tail and it's not doing anything.
Tyrannosaurus Rex doesn't want to be fed.
I kept saying that to myself. Because I came across a cheetah, that makes it sound like I'm wandering the jungle. No, I came. We get to the cheetah exhibit.
Like just walking around, there's a cheetah.
It's the best zoo. Like if honestly, they were all docile, like without hurting their brains in any way to make them docile, that would be the best zoo ever, would it not? Whenever you see like the big cats, you just want to hug one. You know,
would scare the shit out of me if I'm walking around.
Well, yeah, you would definitely take.
I turn the corner and there's a fucking cheetah just sitting there.
Yeah,
and especially if he's like. He licks his lips or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
you'd always have that question. But yeah, the cheetah was eating some meat and dropped that line. And then, of course, we kept coming across exhibits where you couldn't fucking find the animal that was in it. And I had to lean to my sister and say, now you plan to have dinosaurs on your dinosaur tour, right?
Don't you got to lean into the camera?
Yeah, tap it. Hello? Hello? So that was kind of fun, you know. I haven't been in the zoo. I get to see my nephew, very well behaved a baby, and
give him enough NyQuil. I think they're all baby.
Well, I mean, I just like even the few times I saw him upset, which inevitably was just because he was tired or hungry. He was like a very quiet, like a very polite. You know,
there's like, no manners involved.
I'm not saying he did it on purpose.
Yeah,
I'm just saying like instead of like the. Just the belting red faced, just screech of like hurts your ears. He was just very like, like he'd kind of like let you know where's that bottle at already. Let's get it to go. But he was great because I could just look at him and I made him laugh. I don't know if it's my bush of hair and beard going
on. You have an ugly face.
It's hilarious.
You're like a Picasso face.
So goofy.
To babies.
One side's dripping lower than the other. Yeah, good kid. And then helped my dad put something up, and they're converting a garage into a shop.
Okay.
You know, like a separate
garage.
Can't
build another shop back there or something? I thought they had like 50
sense.
Billion, I mean, jillion acres or something back there.
No, not that much acreage, but it just made sense. to just turn that into it since they didn't need the garage because there's already a double garage in attached to
I thought it was for like the RV stuff or something like that.
Oh, it probably is. Like, or whatever you want it. Like maybe your third car, your like, you know, 1972 Impala or something, and then like the lighting lawnmower or whatever. I'm sure that's what it's supposed to be for. But yeah, all in all, it was a pretty good weekend.
Okay.
Went to the friend's house. They had a fire in the back, which I loved. I love bonfires and whatnot, especially in the fall.
Especially when there's a witch involved.
Yeah. Burning witches? Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
So
I talked to a girl that buys shit all off of Kickstarter, like pledges the hell out of stuff.
Oh, does she?
Tell me about this lady that makes marshmallows, like homemade marshmallows. And how she had branched out into all these like peanut butter and jelly flavored marshmallows, peanut butter flavored marshmallows, chocolate, you know, not just chocolate, but like marshmallows with the Tabasco sauce and all these like fucking weird things. And then like she was showing me the pictures, and it wasn't like marshmallows you're used to seeing. It was, you could tell that the marshmallow puff was created like in a pan, and then it was just cut up into squares. So it was like these marshmallow squares, and it didn't look very fluffy. So
you're kind of like, how did you?
Yeah. I was like, do you Kickstarter a lot of stuff? She's like, I think I've Kickstarted about 56 things. Just random things. And actually, she pointed out something I had never heard of, and it was right up our alley. There was, and maybe you'd heard of it, and I just missed it, but there was an independent movie about like a husband and wife learning to play Catan. Yeah. And she pointed out that it had the guy from...
it has a guy from Buffy.
From Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
The stoner. Plus the girl from Angel. And Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I think it was.
I heard about that.
Because I think I questioned, I was like, is it Joss Whedon attached to this?
He just assumed because of those actors.
Yeah.
It'd have to be like Joss Whedon's producer or something. Yeah. You know, some guy that's worked under him.
But yeah, I think it was just a short. I think it was just like a 10 minute short or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rewards didn't look that good. So I was like, you know, it was just like.
Matt's got had them rewards.
You know, it's just like, whenever it's like a.
You got to reward me.
We'll give you a thank you. We'll send you a thank you.
Well, that's always the cheapest option.
We'll give you a postcard. We'll send you a postcard to thank you. And that's for $10.
You know, yeah, like, that's not good.
Like, you're just
that's
like,
the $1 pledge. Like, thank you.
You're gonna get to watch it 1 week in advance. You know, just like...
Ooh.
Just like...
Or in my case, the next level up where eventually it's like, well, we'll send you a physical copy. I'm like, I don't want a physical copy, and I don't want it for the next pledge level up when I'm already getting the digital copy.
I don't know if I hope I can pull it up before we quit talking, but there was one on here on this Kickstarter that was like it's about the homebrew. I think I can search for it.
Homebrew on PC?
Homebrew club. It's like the homebrew club is a meeting. Like the first ever homebrew PC club that was back in California back in the 1960s.
Oh, okay.
What
about it?
Of course, I need to turn off my Wi-Fi because, you know, the iPhone 5 is terrible or some shit. So they're having a reunion.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, but here's the pledges for it. Okay. So
what?
So like you had these pledges of for $4. After
so they were asking for to help you.
They were wanting to put the reunion together, and it was giving you a chance. So like at $4. After the event is over, we will mail you a limited edition commemorative postcard. All right. Then the next pledge up, that was at $4. The next pledge up is $64.
Holy shit.
One ticket to the event. Then $128, one ticket to the event, and a limited edition t-shirt.
Oh.
So for double the price, you get a t-shirt.
For another $64, I'll tell it a t-shirt.
what's funny is if you think about it, all these, I didn't realize it till just now, but it's $4, $64, $128, $512. You see the theme?
Oh, ho, ho. We like computers.
So for $512, you get two tickets and your name listed as a sponsor to the event.
It better goddamn well be on fucking gold-tinted lettering on a sign inside.
For $1,024, two tickets and a personalized voicemail greeting recorded by Captain Crunch.
That's...
A.K.A. John Draper. So, you know, have you heard of Captain Crunch? He's the guy
that
came up with the hacking tone thing.
Yeah.
It was in Ready Player One. You better fucking remember that. $2,000...
Yeah, he makes cereal.
$2,048... Two tickets and a photo at the event. Now, I thought this was pretty cool with, I don't know the two people in this, but I know Steve Wozniak. Lee Felstein, Ted Nelson, and Steve Wozniak. The photo will come with a certificate with signatures from Lee, Ted, and Waz.
I don't like the impression I'm getting that you would not be able to otherwise walk up to any of these guys and fit your tape
yeah.
with them.
And
like,
then
that's the fucking point. That's not the point I'm going.
And then $4,000.
It's a big piece of it.
You get 8 tickets and your company logo on the event program.
Oh.
And I want to just point out, all of them but the $4 are sold out.
Do we know how many they had?
Well, they only had 150 of the 64, 50 of the 128, 4 of the 512.
Well, I'll say this. I bet that Kickstarter sold out pretty fast. And yeah. it's not really, that's not like a Kickstarter for like us casual folk, him like computer. That is a basically like a way to sell tickets to this exclusive
right. but it
get
just,
together.
It just annoys me that like it still has 10 days to go, right? And there's
go
nothing
ahead, just
I,
shut it
well,
down.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Hey, you, man, you might want a postcard.
What? No!
you watch that page and you see how many people get a postcard after
should.
This.
I probably should watch and see how much it jumps up from
you'd be able to tell
now.
Me exactly how many. You
right,
got get that limited exclusive
146
postcard.
People have backed at $4.
I'm surprised it's been so few, to be honest. To be completely honest with you.
I mean,
I wonder how much this money just goes into these guys, like, these guys, you know, pockets... Bank accounts, like, could really use some money.
Well, I doubt Steve Wozniak or these other, like, probably people that are well-established.
Some of them, maybe.
But, yeah, I just saw that, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I went to look at all the, what you know, what you could pledge, and I was like, these are all fucking sold out. All I can pledge now is just $4. Like, what do I care about this ever, you know, like.
You kind of don't want to see those options anymore, even, even listed.
But
this is just a pledge where you can pay $4 for a postcard. We're gonna do a thing.
Pretty much, I'll every now and then I'll just skim Kickstarter and be like, all right, well, let's see what's in there.
Like, see what's popular or just
well, just
random?
Yeah, what's staff picks, and then I'll pick the then I'll go to the theme of just gaming or whatever and see what's up. Because I don't really go to digital because I feel like it's always gonna be you get a copy of whatever you know. Like you save like $5-$10 or something.
Digital gaming or just digital.
Digital gaming. Like, I always feel
that's,
like...
That's pretty ironic, considering the fact that your favorite
Shut
thing
up.
In the world is a digital game,
yeah.
and those kinds of
I
things
mean,
might
I'll,
be in there,
I will
and those
it.
Are the places where you're going to get as good a deals as you fell in love with on a hex.
I will skim
because
it.
Because it's free to them.
I will skim it.
Okay. I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, like...
More, skimming.
And, I mean, you will definitely find better deal with digital, I think, than you will with physical.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where you're going to get the ridiculous deals, because they can just, like, some bandwidth cost, whatever.
But, because, like, I'm just, like... I'll see some cool things on there, and I'll be like, oh, that's cool. Like, I linked that solar grill thing, I think, I linked on Twitter a couple days ago. And...
Cooks meat with the sun?
Yeah, Yeah, he pretty much uses the guy took like a solar panel part thing or something. It's a solar tube. It's like a solar tube, and he built like a metal thing that goes around it, and it so it sucks all the sunlight into the tube part and cooks everything in the tube. So it like slides out, it pulls out, and you put all your stuff in the tube, and you slide it back in, and it cooks everything in there. It gets up to 500 and something degrees.
Holy shit.
Supposedly.
Does it come with instructions on how to kind of keep it in a certain range? Or are you just
well,
like...
no, I think it's just like...
Just cook that shit.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Maybe it has a thermometer on it.
Yeah, I suppose you could use one of those like lasers that can test the heat surface.
So, but like a mini one was like $70-something, and like the full version was like... $150. Like,
and just, let me guess, these aren't like moving parts. These are just like metal pieces, right?
Yeah, they're just yeah, they're just
because the idea, I'm sure, is like that you can just carry the shit around.
Yeah,
because
they
you.
Can make it portable because they made like a little, pretty much the metal part wraps around, it turns into a handle, and you can just carry it like that. And it seemed pretty cool. I was like, this is pretty cool. Oh, it's a whole lot of money that I would not want to. And for testing, like, I need to see that work, you know, like,
right?
I don't need to.
You get a bunch
can, because it's based on the sun. I mean, like, on a cloudy day, what the fuck is it going to do?
You're
you
not
going
to do anything with it. You need to not have cloudy.
And that's
days.
What's weird about it is they showed like in the you know the video that they got to produce. They showed it like out in the woods, and I was like, you're in fucking trees and shit like around. Like,
well, see,
it
Matt,
the
you
sun?
Need to climb those trees and cut a branch path. or a sun path through the branches. Just, and keep in mind, you're going to need to see where the sun's going. Yeah, so you're going to want to follow the arch of the sun. So you're going to need to work ahead a few hours.
The forest ranger comes out. What the hell are you doing? I have my go solar pack thing. I got to cook something, all right?
Or better yet, you just respond with, well, how else am I going to cook this meat?
You want me to just build a fire out here in the middle of fucking woods? All right, I'll just build a fire.
You are sure reckless, mister. You're a ranger? How did you pass the test? Are you real? Let me see your license.
Let me see your license. Yeah. But I mean, there's some.
Yeah, plus like you were saying, it made me laugh because I imagine like these are just like to see if it works almost. Yeah. You get like a bunch of shitty prototypes and then they go, fuck it, we can't figure it out. Thanks for helping us out though. Glad we could all hate that we have to all share this loss, but you know that's development.
And they try to do they push the humanity button where they're like, and for every 5 we sell, we'll try to get one to like a family in like a third world country.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah, that gets your.
And I was like, we have enough people here that probably need those that you don't have to go to a third. I mean, that's what
Matt invokes patriotism.
Do you ever wonder like how come we're so focused on helping other people in other countries and not people in our own country?
The idea is that for the most part, people in our country aren't having kids that are literally just like dying on riverbanks because there's absolutely nothing to
eat.
That's
probably true.
Which is usually
we're helping the worser off people,
right? And, you know, to be fair, like, through our taxes, we're already paying for all the poor people here, you could say. You know, then again, we also help a lot of countries around the world, too. So, I suppose you'd have to get super political and figure out contributions and whatnot if you wanted to make the most benefit.
Yeah.
Or choose a foundation that you trust. All I know is I always turn the channel when they put those kids on there because I can't take it. My conscience and my guilt just run away like a coward.
Anything else you want to talk? Oh, so how'd your passport thing go? Did you get that all?
I got that all wrapped up.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good.
Two trips to Hot Springs. Two completely unnecessary trips to Hot Springs.
All you could have done was like a month ago. Well, how long ago did you buy this package?
Easily. Actually, I bought that back in May.
Ugh.
I am the
easily,
absolute king
you've
of
had
procrastinator. And the only
May.
Reason I bought, and honestly, the only reason I leaped in and bought the package back in May is because I looked at it like at the beginning of May and then like the next week it had gone up. So I realized that it's
like,
one like,
oh no.
As they sell more, it goes more up and up. So I was like, I better go ahead. But yeah, I put off.
That's how they get you. Yeah. Those limited quantities and stuff like that.
Probably checking my cookies.
Yeah.
Even my trip to my plane. Trip to Denver I didn't plan until like 3 weeks ago because I wasn't exactly sure when I was going to be there or not, but it was actually a really good deal. I got a round trip for $220
from and from Denver
nonstop.
So you're flying, so how did that arrangement go, like, because you're flying out of Denver, I guess?
Yes, on a Sunday.
And you're gonna go out towards New York or something.
I think
like that?
Yeah, I think it's a quick stop in New York, just to
JFK
refuel.
Or O'Hare.
But
or whatever
it's only like
is,
7 hours total from Denver to Iceland. It's actually not super far. It's not even as far as like Britain.
Hmm.
It's kind of like, so like going upwards, if you imagine around a globe,
it's like around
you
Greenland,
kind of past Newfoundland and a little bit more Canada, and then Iceland's kind of like right there.
I did
Greenland's
not realize
actually further away.
I did not realize Greenland is part of North America.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Oh, as far as like the continents are concerned? That may be, and I may have Greenland and Iceland swapped in my head right now, but I think Iceland's closer.
Because I was like looking at a map, I was like, oh, let's look at the continent. Because I was trying to figure out what they call, because remember, I think we had a discussion on here about how Australia is like known as like a Eurasia or something. You know, it's called like, they're not really like, they don't really call it like Australia. They don't, because of New Zealand and everything, like the New Zealanders don't want to be like associated with the Australia.
Oh, so they try to say that the continent that they're attached to is
some kind of land, like a
Eurasia,
yeah, something like,
no, Eurasia is what they call
like
Europe and Asia,
like a Pacific island, you know, like a some kind of thing there, but no,
some
it's,
term.
I mean, so I was looking at a continental map to try to find where I had heard that they don't call it like Australia, they try to call it some other newfandango thing.
So the goddamn Aussies and Kiwis can fucking get along on something,
and Yes, I was like, wait, what's this? Wait, Greenland's part? And on some of the continental maps, they would just go Greenland. They were like North America, South America, Greenland. And I was like, wait, no, it's not.
And it's not even that big. I mean, if you've heard about the, you know, the fact that looking at a flat map does not give you proper perspectives.
Yeah.
It makes Greenland look the size of Africa, which it's not.
I wonder why that is. I mean, you figure we got satellite imagery, we'd be able to proportionately make a correct map.
Well, we can, but it ends up being one of those where it's like curved in pieces along the top, like in like four places along the whole map.
You figure in technology today, though, we could just get a satellite up there that you could just scan the world.
No, they can see it properly. You just can't view Earth properly unless it's actually on a globe. Like a map of Earth.
That's what I'm saying. I think you would think you'd be able to, like, with software and technology, you could take that and make it proportionately better on a flat surface. Like, it would be, like, you could use a formula or something to make it, like, be accurate on a flat surface.
Not filling a full rectangle, if that's what you're thinking. It the way they do it is doing that, but it spreads out because as you get close to the poles, it just, like, it's... Basically, yeah. It's more and more distance, or I guess I should say less and less distance between the actual points, which is why they usually try to, like, all those lines that go straight up, they actually all converge at the top. So that's why an only inaccurate map is where it, like usually they cut out North America and it kind of curves at the top so they can show you how big it actually is. Or, of course, why the best way to look at a globe is to look at a globe, like Google Earth.
Yeah.
But, yep. And then, week in Iceland.
So you're going to stay in Denver, what, just like a night?
Two nights. I fly in Thursday and we leave out Sunday.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. Apparently we're going to go karaoke. We're going to try, I'm going to try absinthe, which I've never had.
I figured you'd get that over in Iceland.
I mean, you can get it here. Oh, okay. I think. I'm not sure if there are rules per states, but they, like, absinthe is what, Edgar Allan Poe got addicted to, and it was a heavy hallucinogen, and then they outlawed it. And then more recently, they think, I don't know the specifics, but from what I understand, they've been able to, like, extract the heavy hallucinogenic out of it so that it's still kind of, it's different from being drunk, apparently. I've never tried it before, but it's not, like, well, for one thing, super addictive or apparently super hallucinogenic. But I'm not sure. And then hopefully do, like, a corn maze. He was saying, like, you want to go do a corn maze? I was like, okay. I'm like, fine.
So what is it exactly the package entail?
It is the plane ticket back and forth and all nights in a hotel and a pass to the festival and all bands that are there.
Is it transportation too, though, to and from the hotel and all that?
I don't think so. Okay. No. But Chris and his wife went last year, and they said that you can just buy all that, like, separately, and it's not outrageous or anything. They said it's not even worth, you don't even need to plan, like, any kind of activities or anything. There's just always something you can pick up, and it's not super expensive to just buy it then.
Cool.
Yep.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Rob Gronkowski, it looks like he's going to play this weekend, and since I drafted him in four fantasy football leagues, I'm pretty excited about that.
He's gonna.
Like, I really need anything. Him this week
he's not
too.
Gonna do anything?
I'm interested. If you'll indulge a little bit of fantasy talk. The thing is about last year and the year before when he was so good, and admittedly he was better than Aaron Hernandez and Wes Welker, but I think that he was able to do more because teams had to take into account Aaron Hernandez and Wes Welker. And a little bit of, you know, Ocho Cinco when they thought he had still had something, and Brandon Lloyd, and just the people that they have been through, not to mention other people like Deion Branch, who were, like, doing well in the system and whatnot. So they lost all those people, and you've got Danny Amendola, who is now, like, concussed. I mean, he's perpetually hurt. And I'm a little worried that teams are just going to be like, fuck it, and put, like, two or three dudes on Rob Gronkowski, like they're doing currently already to Tony Gonzalez. Because Tony Gonzalez doesn't have Roddy White and Julio Jones on the other side of him helping him out. They just bracketed him in the end zone. I don't know if you saw any of that last week or the week before. It was just like, no, you're not going to get to go into the end zone. And we're just going to... And I'm surprised it was legal. I don't know how they were doing it. I think it was basically two defenders just like figuring out a way to just bounce them off each other. But, yeah, I mean, I'm concerned that might happen. But at the same time, it's Rob Gronkowski. It's better than the other options I have this week. Since Dwayne Bowe has not done anything for me and I dropped his ass.
You starting Heartland? You start Heartland?
If I start anybody, it's going to be... well, it might be Heartline, but it might be Reuben Randle who I picked up.
Yeah.
Because the Giants are playing a really weak secondary. I think it's the Vikings on Monday night, actually.
This will be the week then that Hakeem Nicks actually gets
there. Yeah, I guarantee whoever I pick will go will not go off because Heartline also is facing a 31st-ranked Buffalo Bills secondary.
Yeah.
But considering how much they've been throwing at Mike Wallace, I expect Mike Wallace to get like 200 yards, even as shitty as Mike Wallace is now. And Heartline not to do anything.
All right, so some 3.5. Well, hold on, we got an email. We got a couple emails, actually.
Oh, we got some emails.
Let's see. This one comes from Justin. He says...
I didn't send an email.
Sad. It says, from Justin, obviously not the Justin. Hey, fellas, listening to the last couple episodes, I've been feeling really nostalgic about WoW with the parodies being played at the end of the episodes. I have not played WoW for a couple months, but I am thinking about getting back in. I'm not really sure, though, because I loved Heroic Five Mans, and they seem to have gone the way of the dance studio. I also kind of want to be where you guys are, because I love your take on gaming. So I guess I have two questions. Do you ever see Five Mans becoming as important? An important part of WoW again. And two, do you all plan on playing Hex? Thanks for everything. Love, not that Justin. Justin.
I didn't know that Five Mans had become so... Is that something people just skip?
I think because they now... like, looking for raid pretty much just trumps it. You know, like...
Oh, like you don't even, you don't even have to do...
No real reason to do like a heroic five man to get.
So there's gear. there's no item level requirement to getting the looking for raid.
There might be, but I'm sure you could just like easily
get quest it. To
quests
it?
Are probably
I didn't realize.
Do regular like level, you know, max level.
If regulars. It were my guess, I would think that Blizzard probably also misses them or has enough people saying the same thing that you're saying, and that they'll try and push to bring it back. And I can see Blizzard saying like maybe at BlizzCon, for example, saying like. Well, we liked the blah, blah, blah about the looking for Ray. We ultimately decided that people were just skipping by Five Mans and Five Man Heroics, and we thought that was a crucial part of the game. So what we're doing is we're bringing back blah, 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 and then they'll announce something that keeps people having to do that or forcing them to go into the Heroic Five Mans.
I thought the challenges were supposed to replace like Heroics pretty much. Like you being able to, really? You know, get the medals, you know? Remember the bronze and silver medals?
Well, I think those replaced like achievements, right?
Well, no, you got special gear out of them.
Oh. I don't know if it replaced anything. I think it was just a new thing to do. Yeah. But considering you have to be even better, you can see why people even still might not want to do that when they can just hop into looking for raid and get the better gear easier.
Nick writes in. He says, old-ass references. Hey, it's Nick. Dota Nick. Or Dota Nick.
Dota Nick, yeah.
I tried to make you all play Dota last spring, if y'all remember.
Mm-hmm.
I have listened to all of your pods, much of them at least twice. They have been a huge source of enjoyment over the past few years, and I absolutely love and appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
I really do hope you guys do this for many years to come. Anyways, one thing has always bothered me. In old episodes, Matt would say, I want the money, pronounced Mooney, Mooney. He said it enough, in fact, that I still say it anytime my friend said something about money. What is this a reference to? It has me puzzled literally for years. Thanks, boys, and keep it up.
Oh, I hate to say. We can tell you what it's from, but it would be hard to actually find the specific episode. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember
really?
Ever saying it.
It was from, it was from a This American Life episode where a guy is in jail. And it's like some old Jewish guy, I think, in jail. And he's talking about like being in jail and this weird guy like asking.
Approach him for
like,
him?
Yeah. And like, no, give me the money. And you know, the way he was saying money was like very, I want the money. So, yeah, we did use to
like,
say
no,
that.
I'm not going to give you my money.
Yeah. there you go. There's American Life. If you listen for the first time, we start referencing it.
I'll try to dig that up. I'm pretty sure I have it on my iPod, which hasn't been updated in like 20 years.
Well, you should hope so, because This American Life takes down their episodes after every week.
Yeah, I probably have. Well, I know I've probably got them downloaded. Listen, this comes in from...
If you ever hear us reference Jackass Monthly, that's also from a This American Life episode.
Pests Out West. Listeners. Listeners?
Question mark?
You do have listeners. Me. Maybe only me, but I'm enough, aren't I? I would be happy to write in more often, but I'm not funny or witty, so I'm not sure how much I can contribute to the greatness that you guys are. Now I'm done inflating your egos. I do have a random topic for you guys to discuss. Do you think if no one in the world ever ventured out and explored, African state in Africa, European state in Europe, and Asian state in Asia, do you think we would all eventually evolve into different species? I'm talking hundreds of thousands of years or more. Also in the other direction, as the world becomes smaller and travel and integration becomes easier, do you think everyone will start to look the same? Your friend, Pest Out West. P.S. I hope you start getting my name right. It's an Opie and Anthony radio show reference.
Hmm.
So.
Thank you for the email.
How do you think the world would end up if we didn't travel, if we just stayed in our own region?
I think he's absolutely right, and I think you can point to the differences in the races. I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to explain because I don't know.
Right, because Chinese people love
Chinese
rice.
People have, and I forget what the word is for it. It's something to do with the, what is the phrase? There's a word that describes
sun.
The way their eyes.
The rising sun. That's where the sun rises over in there. So they have
just
to
kind
have.
Of are just like straight down as opposed to having like the eyelid. I'm just talking about its races. No, there's
no,
actually
no,
a
I was
race
saying
for
what
it.
I was saying.
Oh, okay. Like, sorry.
That's the land of the rising sun. The sun rises over there, so they have to squint.
Yeah, that's very racist. I don't know what the reason for that is, but, you know, there's things like that all over. So, yeah, I think in the long run, we would absolutely evolve into different species. We would just keep going along the paths in some way, I guess.
I would like to hear, I could probably Google about it, but I'd like to hear, like, how, you know, complexion, you know, how that, you know, how that from evolution, like, why we would change complexion, like, what benefit it would have to us.
Right.
Because I'm curious about how, you know, in all these different regions, we all have different complexions, you know?
Yeah. And the darker-skinned people live around the equator.
Right. Is it just...
I think it's just
sunburns
like...
Sunburns over a period of time? And it sounds stupid.
I think so.
It sounds stupid, but to me...
But
it
if
just,
so, that is sort of anti-evolution, because I always assume that a dark person in the sun gets hotter much less faster than we do.
Yeah.
Just based on the, you know, light clothing and dark clothing.
Right.
So that would seem like a very bad evolution, considering how hot it gets around the equator.
Well, maybe it's just not, they can't do anything about it. Maybe just they inherit that evolution. Like that's just from being in that in that region.
Maybe, yeah. Like maybe evolution is sort of like taking a step back, but it hasn't like, you know, evolved in the next step. Evolution's incredible. It's just an amazing.
Maybe
course.
They have great sweat pores. Maybe. Great internal. Cooling system or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So as the world becomes smaller and travel and integration becomes easier, do you think everyone will start to look the same?
I believe so.
I mean, just over the course of time, I just think the mixing of genes will just that. I mean,
well, yeah, but I mean, you still have to have people of different cultures fucking each other a lot more than we have
now.
It's
gonna happen.
I mean, you look at, like, in a way, like, it doesn't happen so much with China and India yet because people don't really have the ability to travel the world, or as many of those people. It's sort of like just a growing ant colony, and they're just kind of all, like, lumped in here. So they're just going to, by proximity, going to keep having sex with each other as opposed to leaving and having sex with other people from other cultures and making babies. So, like, I definitely think America will become more and more homogenized, and it ought to be an exciting time of like, and it kind of already is of like this pure race, I guess, and this pure race making a child. I don't know what it is about half this and half that, but it almost always ends up in a good looking kid, right?
Yeah.
Are you with me on this, or am I have just seen too many models that are like half Filipinian and half Swedish?
I was trying to find, because I was looking up Hercules today, and it made me think of that because you were talking about, it was very bad of how I got to this, but.
you don't want to follow the train back to this station? That's okay. Matt was wondering, like, I bet Hercules would fuck the shit out of a girl. I mean, he's so big and strong. Yeah, he'd fuck her hard. Well, how big is Hercules? He goes, look at Hercules.
Well, I'm trying to like.
And he's like, oh, wait a minute. There's a Hercules movie coming out? Oh, starring The Rock.
I'm trying to remember like how I got to it. Like, that's the problem. I can't remember how I got to.
Figure it out.
I got to like Hercules on there. I think it was just maybe I just clicked here. No. I was looking because I wanted to know like, is Aeolus like the actual like. Like in the show, Hercules the Legend Continues, or not Hercules the Legend Continues, that's Kung Fu the Legend Continues. Hercules.
The Kevin Sorbo?
The Kevin, yeah. I was like,
disappointed!
Because he has the sidekick, right? And I was like, was that real? Did he actually have a sidekick guy? So I was looking up, his name was Aeolus, and apparently he was famed for being, it's Heracles. Okay. Oh. It's not Hercules.
I know what it is. You were fantasizing about Kevin Sorbo.
So I was reading about. Was I reading about Heracles? Or Hercules? Okay, anyways. He was famed for being Heracles' nephew and for helping with some of his labors. And also for being one of the Argonauts.
He helped? Oh, wow. That dude got around. It's like the R2-D2 of the ancient mythology.
So, like, apparently, like. Aeolus provided essential help to Heracles in his battle against the Hydra, his second labor. Seeing that Heracles was being overwhelmed by the multi-headed monster. Hercules. It's saying Heracles on all this. This is Heracles.
I thought Heracles was someone else.
I think.
See, if Jeremy was here, he'd be cracking the shit out of
and
our
Hercules
shit.
Are the same person, just referenced in different mythologies.
I guess so. I thought they were different
people. Because it's got Greek, and then I think you have Roman.
Right, but usually that's like. Planets versus
Disney. So he's being overwhelmed by the
linoleum
Linarian Hydra Linarian Hydra who grew two heads in place of each one cut off,
right?
Isn't that just all Hydras? I thought all Hydras were
that's the general idea for Hydras. Of course, if you look at magic, they've figured out all kinds of things they could do with the Hydra.
Aeolus sprang to help, cauterizing each neck as Heracles beheaded it.
I didn't know that.
And then this was what it was like, what? And like, so Heracles gave his wife, Megara, age 33, to Aeolus, then only 16 years old.
Dang.
Ostensibly because the sight of her reminded him of his murder of their three children. Of his murder of their three children.
Because he diddled around, but couldn't let that out. So
what happened was, like, apparently...
Sorry, kids. You're from the wrong marriage.
Where was it? It was down here somewhere.
You got the short end of the relationship straw on this one.
Oh, that's right. I did a search. That's
much as many kings did...
Murder.
...in the past.
And then the next one. Okay, so then, like, apparently... So, during the course of his life, Heracles married four times. His first marriage was to Megara, whose children he murdered in a fit of madness.
I don't remember that in the Disney movie. She was just kind of like a sarcastic, sassy lady.
His second wife was Umphel, the Lydian queen or princess to whom he was delivered as a slave.
Oh. I didn't remember. I didn't know his story was so
and I think,
elaborately epic.
I think this one was in Hercules' journey thing. His third marriage was to Deinaria. I'm terrible at this. For whom he had to fight the river god... Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Hate
Heracles
that guy.
Removed one of his horns.
In Castlevania.
Heracles removed one of his horns and gave it to some nymphs who turned it into the cornucopia.
Awesome.
Soon after they wed, Heracles, and this is the part that I got to thinking about. Soon after they wed, because you talked about mixing of the genes, right? So soon after they wed.
Mark the time, how long Heracles, it took us to get here.
Heracles and Deinara had to cross a river, and a centaur named Nessus offered to help Deinara across, but then attempted to rape her. Enraged, Heracles shot the centaur from the opposite shore with a poisoned arrow tipped with the Hydra's blood that he killed, and killed him. As he lay dying, Nessus plotted revenge, told Deinara to gather up his blood and spilled semen, and... If she ever wanted to prevent Heracles from having affairs with other women, she should apply them to his vestments. Nessus knew that his blood had become tainted by the poisonous blood of the Hydra and would burn through the skin of anyone it touched.
Oh.
Later, when Deonaren suspected that Heracles was fond of Aioli, she soaked a shirt of his in the mixture, creating the poisoned shirt of Nessus. Heracles' servant, Lichas, brought him the shirt, and he put it on. I don't know how Lichas wasn't burnt or anything by touching it. Instantly, he was in agony. The clothes burning into him. As he tried to remove it, the flesh ripped from his bones.
Oh, God.
Heracles chose a voluntary death, asking that a pyre be built for him to end his suffering. After death, the gods transformed him into an immortal, or alternatively, the fire burned away the mortal part of the demigod, so that only the god remained. After his mortal parts had been incinerated, he could become a full god and join his father and the other Olympians on Mount Olympus.
And then he climbed Mount Olympus, and he jumped onto Zeus's head, and he pulled his lips off. In first-person view, it was horrifying. And then he beat his teeth in he punched through his ass.
Last thing, he then married...
He was the god of war.
Hebe, his fourth and last wife. So,
fuck you, Daenerys.
But I was just like...
You can't get me!
Could you imagine? I mean, like, man, I was talking at work about how, like, I would hate to, like, think about, like, a fantasy world. So you have... You know, human prison, but then you have centaur minotaur prison where you can get raped by those.
And if you're a really bad human prisoner, yeah. They go ahead and throw you in there. We're going to throw you with the tars.
The judge is like, I sentence you to human prison. You're like, whew, I really thought I was going to get raped by some of the centaurs and minotaurs.
And you, child raper, you're going with the tars.
No!
Not the tars!
No!
No!
No.
You gonna get in the prison guards warning them, you gonna get tarred tonight, boy.
Tarred and feathered. I imagine it's just brought up harpies today at work, too. I was like, so if the harpies would be the feathering that you would get.
They scrape at your flesh,
they're
leaving feathers behind.
Raping you with their beaks. I don't know why they have women heads. I don't know why I'm thinking like...
They'd be awful beaks. To you, yes. Definitely. Maybe they come in first to try and like turn you on, that's how, it's dark.
That's how I got, so like, oh, that's I how I got to talking about Heracles. Where, I was like, a harpy. And I was
fucking
like,
a harpy? That's what you were thinking about.
And I was all like... I was like, are they sirens? I thought they were like winged sirens or something.
No.
You
know, like, I mean, sometimes they have annoying sounds, but sirens usually are like banshees.
Well, I thought they were more like kind of like sirens of the lake or something. You know, they sing to you and they lure you in.
Nope, they're usually just awful more... bird bitches.
Well, I thought they were like supposed to be like sexy bird bitches, though. Like,
not enough. They're supposed to be like confusingly sexy, where like you see it and you're like, why does that harpy have amazing breasts? Like, you're still horrified, though. Not like the sirens.
Oh, I thought you said hardified. I was like.
You're still terrified and completely flat.
Wow, look at those breasts. I am horrified.
I mean, there's probably that one weird guy that they always bring along and like has some weird fetish for all the weird monsters they fight. He's totally into it, but whereas the sirens are actually like hot and like you want to have sex with them right up until they, I don't know how they kill you. I really never paid attention.
The mention of the flurry aspect furry aspect made me think of our discussion we had on Threshold is like, what's going to be the most popular race people will play? Mm-hmm. And Jeff said bunnies. And I said, nah, Coyote, man. Because they're going to be very humanoid, but they're still going to have that furry aspect to
them.
Which
is the Coyote?
It's the wolves, the coyotes.
I guess I never noticed them.
Yeah, they're native. They have a Native American-esque, an Indian-esque thing going for them. So they're very spirity and all that. And so I was like, no, they're too humanoid.
Spirity.
They're too humanoid. So you're gonna have all the furries playing those and like
right.
Making all the females that they can and everything. Like, I'm a female
coyote. Man, I can never make a female coyote. Even if I'm just like, yeah, whatever, you know.
I wonder if there's like a fine line of you having to walk like when you're a developer like they're furry, but do they still need to wear tops?
If they have human-esque breasts, they need to have clothing on, yes.
Okay.
That's a good. Well, I don't know. Sometimes they kind of give them like a little bust, but it's just like fur.
Yeah, it's just a furry bust.
Yeah, but I mean, that's only when they wouldn't have any other clothes on.
Bunnies don't have nipples, like right? I mean, like
bunnies have nipples.
Do they?
They gotta have. They're a mammal.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Do other rabbits?
Bunnies were.
But I mean, bunnies don't suckle, do they?
Bunnies were birds.
Yes, I thought bunnies were birds.
I'm just trying to figure out.
No, but I'm saying I think of the need for nipples, and I don't think rabbits would suckle.
You just don't think it because you haven't seen it, I guess.
I don't know.
It's a mammal. They suckle.
I just couldn't imagine a bunny hopping around with nipples.
Well, they're not like you're imagining like the old dogs that have just nipples grazing the ground. They're up in there, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, I've never seen bunny nipples.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little hard to visualize.
I can't think of a bunny with nipples. It's just...
But I'm pretty sure they're out there. They're out there somewhere.
No, bunny nipples. That's a myth. That's the myth.
No, they're out there. Damn it! I'm gonna find one. You'll be sorry.
I will find it and I will suckle it. And I will tell.
There would be some kind of myth about like the milk is amazing. Or something. Like it heals.
One boy lived for 10 years off the suckling. He was raised by a bunny, a giant bunny. All right, I got a few 3.5s. When it rains and you pull,
it pours.
Yes, when it rains and you pull into your garage and lower the door, your tire tracks make it seem like you came from the future. Because, you know, they're just from the wall. They're just in the door. Right? So it's just like, how did I drive through that door? Somebody just drove through that door.
Yeah, man, that's what it's like.
Shut up.
Like the time I purposefully lost my hat as a teenager and hit the garage door and was like running out to get to a friend's car before the garage door went down and like pretended to drop my hat so I could jump it, you know. Yeah.
You know someone is eating Frito-Lays because you can just smell it, right? So
that are corn nuts, I guess.
I made the joke. I was like, I could just see a comedy sketch where it's like, you know, some people burst into a room and they're speaking German or whatever, and they're like, Frito-Lays or something. You know, I don't know, but they say
so
in German.
It'd be more like a Frito-Lay.
And then it pans up, you know, above the house, and it's like Anne Frank sitting there eating a bag of Frito-Lays or something like.
Frito-Lay.
Of course, and then
almost
the skit
too good.
Would be like them walking around, and then they would just open up a closet door, and it would be like shoes, and they'd be like, oh.
Matt's saying that Frito-Lay smell really bad.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say they smell like feet and stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Yeah, they do kind of smell like feet.
Do you find it weird how you can remember shit you don't care about, but can't remember the things you do care about?
Change weird to sad and depressing.
Because I was thinking of how much useless music, movie, and other things, you know. Like, I was driving to work, and that song, I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a... And I was like, fucking Meredith Brooks. And I was like, why the fuck
why
do I
know her
that?
Name?
I don't need to know that shit. I don't give a fuck about her. I don't need to know who the fuck sings that song.
Yes.
But because it was, like, kind of controversial when it came out or whatever, that it was ingrained in my head at that time, apparently.
Yep. That's how she wins.
It's like, I don't know any fucking else that she sings. And, you know, she could have like all 100 bunch of hits.
It always really, it is always really weird when you know a one hit wonder's name. You're like, why do I know that? Why do I know that Dexy's Midnight Runner sang Come On Aline?
Last thing I have, you should never have to display 100% on software installation. At 100%, you're done.
I should not see that.
You should see 99%, and then it finishes. It
maybe for
it
a split second, so you get that satisfying, you know, like 100% just before it goes away because it's at 100%.
Right. It's 100%. I mean, by definition, 100%, it's mathematically. Mean, it's not
you're done. There's no more percent.
Well, what is it? Somebody will say that 99.99999 is mathematically 100% or something like that. They'll make those claims or something.
Essentially,
because,
yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, no.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about like whether 99 repeating is effectively, is actually at some point so close that it is 100. And, you know, people are like, no, it's not actually 100, but effectively it's 100. It's really hard to explain, you know. There's like some formulas that use it one way and some formulas that spit something else out.
Right. It's the whole, Does that have to do with the real numbers or anything like that? If it's a or if like imaginative?
Yeah,
or what?
I think so. Yeah,
because I kind of was like, uh huh. I kind of think I nodded my head on those things when it come up in math. You know, and
Jeremy too would help us out here.
Yeah. Because I was just like, uh huh, yeah, real numbers, imaginative numbers, uh huh.
Ain't they all real?
Anything negative is imaginative? Because it's negative? It doesn't exist? That's all I got.
Yay! I mean, okay.
All right, well.
Anything else?
Okay.
I think I $3.5 all over this podcast, actually.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for listening to episode 258 of Outlandish Podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at letters@outlandishpodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlandishpodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @outlandishcast. You can follow me at @outlandishmatt. You can follow Justin at @outlandishbeats.
Yeah.
And you can follow Jeremy at @outlandishjer. So you change up your icon for the Halloween? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that you still had kind of a red motif thing going.
Yeah, I took it from the same artist. Oh, okay. You know. Well,
he likes that, I guess.
Keep the style to it there. I guess, you know, I thought it was kind of subtle.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
And you can change the name that displays, and it won't change your actual handle.
Right, right. So
that's why I am not currently Hellish Justin.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Are you going to be Thankful Justin come November?
No, probably not.
Yeah. Pilgrim?
Halloween's really like the dress-up holiday, so, you know. Okay. Maybe I'll do a Christmas.
Oh, Christmas, a Christmas one? Like Holly Jolly Justin, or?
That's a good one.
I don't know. Okay. It's like a little Santa cap. Are you going to just take your picture where you're with a little Santa when you were 12 or 13 or
I'm
something?
I'm sure there's that artist has a ton of art on her site. I'm sure there's like some Christmas tree or something I could put on there.
A skeleton?
Some holly.
Like decorating a Christmas tree or something?
Yeah.
Like.
That's not a bad idea.
All right, so thanks for listening to episode 258. We will catch you in 259. Bye.
Right, there you go. Say, thank you for listening to Outlandish.
Thank you, Outlandish.
Good enough.